Line upon line, Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 through 11. Note, this article has a number of statements from general authorities and how it applies to verses 10 and 11 of Malachi chapter 3. End of note. In the Old Testament book of Malachi, the Lord says that those who do not pay tithes and offerings rob him, but those who do pay them are greatly blessed. Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 through 11. 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. 11. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your grounds, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. The law of tithing is simple. We pay one-tenth of our individual increase annually. Increase has been interpreted by the First Presidency to mean income. President James E. Pfau, second counselor in the First Presidency, Opening the Windows of Heaven, Ensign, November 1998, page 59. That refers to verse 10 and the word tithes. When you give your tithing to the bishop, it is recorded and sent to church headquarters, where church leaders decide how it should be used. Money from tithes is used to build meeting houses and temples, to help run the church's education programs, and to build up the Lord's kingdom in other ways. That paragraph refers to verse 10 and the word storehouse. Blessings of paying tithing can be temporal and spiritual. That statement refers to verse 10, where it says, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. You can read more about the blessings of tithing in the following New Era stories. Find them online at www.lds.org in the Gospel Library. E. Ray Bateman, Dad's Tithing, Trek, New Era, January 2004, page 39. Jennifer M. Severino, 10% Tithing Equals 100% Blessings. New Era, December 2002, page 7. Scott R. Myers, Tithing and Pizza, New Era, July 1981, page 45. Ask a parent, grandparent, or one of your youth leaders to bear his or her testimony of how tithing has protected and blessed them. Record his or her story in your journal. In the same entry, write down any blessings you have received from paying your tithing. That statement refers to verse 11, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. Prove equals test or try. That refers to verse 10, prove me. The Bible Dictionary tells us that the honest payment of tithing sanctifies both the individual and the land on which he lives. Tithe, page 785. That refers to verse 11, fruits of your ground. Would any of us intentionally reject an outpouring of blessings from the Lord? Sadly, this is what we do when we fail to pay our tithing. We say no to the very blessings we are seeking and praying to receive. If you are one who has doubted the blessings of tithing, I encourage you to accept the Lord's invitation to prove him now herewith. Pay your tithing. Unlock the windows of heaven. You will be abundantly blessed for your obedience and faithfulness to the Lord's laws and commandments. That refers to verse 10, prove me, and the statement made by Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, tithing, a test of faith with eternal blessings, Ensign, November 2002, page 28. Editor's note, this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verses, only a starting point for your own study. End of note. End of the article, line upon line, Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 through 11.